Blog Talk Radio. this world yet, but I can be myself and work like the same. I believe you're looking at me thinking, what is going wrong with him? His word has made me what I am today, with an increase of grace. I praise him every time and every day, and say, Lord, you are faithful. I'm a winner of God, show my word that he'll never fade. It's shining bright and brighter in my life every day. It's what has made me what I am today, with an increase of grace. I praise him every time and every day, because she gave me the increase of grace.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. We thank you all right now for tuning in to the Super Sunday Music Praise Blast right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel on Deck. And I just want to say God bless to everybody that is listening in all over the world. We just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, to all of the mothers-to-be, and also to you single men. the single dads that are taking care of their children. You have custody of your children. We want to say Happy Mother's Day to you, too, because you're doing both jobs of a mother and a father. So we just want to say God bless to you all listening in all over the world. We want to say God bless to Africa on today, all of Africa. We want to give a shout-out to Ghana, to Nigeria, to Uganda, to Kenya, to Zambia, to Zimbabwe, Togo, Malawi, to Cameroon, Liberia, Ethiopia, all of Africa. God bless you, everyone here in the United States. We want to say God bless as well in Italy, in the UK, Hong Kong. God bless you, Croatia, Serbia, Barbados, Trinidad, Tobago, over in the Caribbean, Jamaica. We want to say God bless to those of you in Brazil, those that are in Australia, those in Pakistan. We want to say God bless. I've mentioned before we had some people listening in Russia, so we want to give a shout out to Russia on today there in Germany. God bless you to everybody here in the sound of my voice right now. We just want to say happy Sunday to you and God bless you. I want to give a special shout out to my Aunt Pat who's listening in. God bless you, Aunt Pat. I love you. Happy Mother's Day. And I thank God that you are listening in, and I just know you're going to enjoy yourself on today. And for all of you listening in, we just want to say we have a great program today. We have some great music and more that you will hear from around the world. We want to give a shout-out to our brother there in Johannesburg, there in South Africa. That was Accent Tweed, the music that you heard for our intro this morning. This afternoon, that was the music of Acid Tweed, and we want to say God bless you, brother. We love you. God bless you and your family, and so we thank God, and so, like I said, we have some great music from around the world. We just want you to keep it locked on today. We pray that this program will bless you, that the music, the prayers, the preaching that you will hear, we're going to try to get some preaching in on today as well, that you will hear. We want to try to get our brother there. He was preaching in Zimbabwe. He's an awesome man of God. His name is Prophet Victor Kusi Botin, and we thank God for him. He had a powerful message that he has been preaching, and sometimes I'm able to play it, and sometimes we don't get through it, get the chance to do it, but I'm not going to make no promise, but I definitely want to try to get the word in. I want to get that in today, so I'm going to try my best. I might do it in between the music, try to get 10, 15 minutes of it heard, but we're definitely going to hear it. We're going to try to get that done today, but I just want to say to all of you listening in that this program will bless you on today, and whatever you're looking for God to do for you, that he will supply and bless your every need in Jesus' name. So starting us off right here in our nonstop will be Prince the Somnus there in Nigeria. We want to give a shout out. God bless you, Prince the Somnus. He has a great song called Never Gonna. Just came out featuring Infinity and also Prolache. And so I'm telling you, it's an awesome song. You have to hear it. And then we got a great song from Paul Morton called Glory, Bishop Paul Morton called Glory. That's coming up next. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. I can't wait to get to letting loose on these airwaves with this great music and more. And we will be back in a little while.
Forgive a sinner like I. They'll see no drug dealer. All the things he can do without as a winner. Nah. But send me as a prodigal son. But now I'm back on track like the Israelite. Yo, it's brainchild on the beat. Prolache and Affinity. Prince the Psalmist, I know you're so rid of me.
Humbly at your feet, bowing full surrender. What a precious dreamer. Lost in its splendor, and trying to confess the voice divine says, I'll never ever let you go. I'm damned on my knees now. I don't know what to do now. I don't know where to go now. So I make this vow, coming back home.
Never.
do now? I don't know what to say now. Yes, I'm turning back, I'm coming back.
Oh, yeah.
all I know is that God will get the glory out of
purpose in my life is not over. No, it's not the end.
No, no, no.
I wake up in the morning and I praise my Lord. I'm going out, I worship His name. Even though I walk through the valley of death, I get no evil cause He is with me. I shout hallelujah.
Jesus, you're my God.
show my face, just to me or your girl. I need for your girl, for your girl. My run like that. Oh, I go down low, man. Oh, she a good DJ. Oh, she say yeah, no. But they know.
Okay.
You care for me, Lord, and I know you're the one that oversees our tomorrow. When all that got waking, you make us feel so higher. No matter what life will be, still you're gonna be the one.
Economies come down, kingdoms rise and fall, but our God never fails. Christ ends forever.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day, running from the police. That's right, mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This ain't circular. Straight up on the pop music.
It's Brad Dakota beat. Dakota beat.
Hey. All right.
You waiting? Worship emotion already in motion. The divinity blaze as a blaze in the place. We don't smoke, we don't drink liquor. Up in the building, we drink no liquor. We are drunk with the Holy Ghost and not with a little. So we do it for the Lord, not for the fame. Yeah, we do it for God. Up in the building, yeah, we do it for God. Check. Yeah, we do it for Lord. So let me see your holy hands up and do it for God. Hello, we dance in the church. Dance in the church. Yeah, we clap in the church. Clap in the church. Yeah, we shout in the church. Shout in the church. And we read the word of God. And we do the truth. Stop it. Yeah, that's it.
Me have job and me size so me never lack. Me roll upon the eagle back so me fly against every odd that be rising.
Cause that is my defender. So me abide under him shelter. So if you try punching your weapon, me blaze holy fire upon ya. We holy popping. See we holy clapping. We holy popping.
Don't get it twisted. This ain't circular. Straight up holy pop music.
It's Brad Dakota beat. Dakota beat.
Hey. All right. You waiting? Worship emotion already in motion. The divinity blaze as a blaze in the place. We don't smoke, we don't drink liquor. Up in the building, we drink no liquor. We are drunk with the Holy Ghost and not with a little. So we do it for the Lord, not for the fame. Yeah,
we do it for God. Up in the building, yo, we do it for God. Check, check, check. Yo, we do it for Lord. So let me see your holy hands up and do it for God. I know we dance in the church, dance in the church. Yo, we clap in the church, clap in the church. Yo, we shout in the church, shout in the church. And we read the word of God, and we do the truth. Stop it, we addicted. Do your grace and your love, we addicted. Do your love and your message, we addicted. Do your grace and your love. Let me see your hands up, make your worship.
Clap, 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 clap.
Let me see your five fingers in the earth.
The biggest fan. Me have job and me size, so me never lack. Me roll upon the eagle back, so me fly against every odd that be rising.
Cause that is my defender, so me abide under him shelter. So if you try punching your weapon,
me blaze holy fire upon ya. We holy popping, see we holy clapping, we holy popping.
Wasn't on funny day, I was in my work, I'm funny.
thank God for everybody that has listened in. I'm telling you, powerful, awesome songs been played on today. I want to end off with a message. I remember telling you all that there's a great man of God who has a message broken down in different parts. His name is Prophet Victor Kusi Boateng, and he has a powerful message entitled, Give Me Back My Baby. And I'm telling you, it is powerful. And I just want to end this Mother's Day show program with this great, powerful message. I'm telling you, we've heard a lot of the artists, the different various artists. We thank God for them. We want you to tune in on Tuesday. We will not be on tomorrow. So I want to mention that again. Tomorrow, we will not be on at all, but we will resume back again on Tuesday. Tuesday morning, links will be posted. We will be back on with various artists with great music and more. So just put that on your note that tomorrow we will not be on. But we thank God for his many blessings on the day. I pray that y'all were encouraged on every music. God bless to everybody. Happy Mother's Day once again to all of the mothers. And also, in ending this, I just want to say, just know that God loves you and that the angel of melody, the angel on deck, loves you too. Ending us off in these last 16 minutes that we have left, I'm going to end it off with this great man of God, Prophet Victor Kusi Boateng, in part one, Give Me Back My Baby. God bless you all. Have a great day.
In Genesis chapter 22, in a dream, and the Lord bring down a ladder. A ladder, for those of you who don't know the significance and the relevance of a ladder is access up from the ground and access up to the ground. That is the essence of a ladder. You use a ladder to climb up to the top, and you use the ladder to come from the top to the ground. Do you know the meaning of the revelation of Jacob? God said, I want to visit humanity. Let humanity also climb up. Let us meet in the middle of the way. Let Jacob tell me what he wants, and I'll tell Jacob what I want to do. And when God is ready to work, and when God is ready to change his story, Jacob is walking around. Oh, God is here, I didn't know. Oh, God is here, I didn't know. Oh, the Lord is here, I didn't know. This place shall be called Bethel. Oh, God is here. And some of us, when we have to change our stories, we are complaining, we are talking. And that is why when Jacob sees the angel the second time in Genesis chapter 32, he said, I met you the first time, but I let you go. But it is a new day, it is a new season, a new moment has come. I shall not let you go except you change my story. We are no more going to cry. We are going to go into the camp of the enemy and tell the devil, give me my faith.
Worship the King of Kings, worship the King of Glory. All over this place, raise your voice, begin to worship him. Worship him, worship him, worship him. For you, Lord, for you, Lord, for you, Lord, for you, Lord. We are desperate for you, Lord. Hey, Rabo, Satalabaha. Ah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, presence, Holy Ghost. This is our season, and this is our moment. You have just stepped into this nation. We can feel your presence, we can see your presence, and we know you are here.
Father, we are ready for you. We are ready for miracles. We are ready for breakthroughs. And the hearts of your people are open. And every cycle shall be broken at this conference. In Jesus' mighty name, can somebody just celebrate the name of the Lord wherever you are? Give your highest shout to the King of Kings. Raise your voice high. Give him praise. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. God, God. Oh, Jesus. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody is in trouble. Oh. We have come to do the business of our God. I want you to listen to this. Because of this great gathering and because of the coming of the servant of the Lord into this city, Zimbabwe, you shall cry no more. This is the Lord's visitation. Oh, what you have been praying for, what you have been fasting for, what you have been waiting for to happen, it has just happened in Jesus' name. General of the Lord is in the city. Because of the grace that my Father has put upon my life, I'm even able to foresee that what we are going to experience after this is what we have never experienced before. God is about to bless Zimbabwe, is about to bless this ministry, is about to bless the body of Christ. God is about to bless certain individuals who are here, who are ready, who are yearning, who are hungry for the things of God. Can you celebrate what the Lord is doing here at this great gathering? Raise your voice high and thank him for what he has done already in the spirit. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Come on, somebody give Jesus some praise. Oh, I've never found any father like him. I'm telling you what I know. Papa, this ministry is experiencing an awesome and outstanding blessing. We are enjoying the presence of God on a daily basis. Your covering is so great.
And I'm always making sure whatever you impart upon my life, it is being rightly disseminated to these people. And we know, we are convinced that you're coming here this time around. Somebody's in for a miracle here. My goodness. Let me tell you one thing about my father. The fact that he is in the same place where you are I can boldly say Papa loves us. He genuinely loves us. Just looking at his tight schedule, he is a man that you can't even invite. He is needed almost everywhere. When he steps into the United States of America, he doesn't rest. Whoever knows that the man is in the city, there will be chaos wherever he goes. Because people, they've come to realize how much God has placed upon his servant and the level of anointing that he commands and the Spirit of the Lord that operates under him or above him. Papa, if we are to tell you in detail what the Lord is doing for us, we can finish the whole conference for you. We will not even give you a chance to minister. But we are so grateful. We are so thankful. We are so happy because of your presence and your visit again to this ministry. He has brought with him an army. Yes. So you introduce some of them to us, and they are great people that are accompanying the men of God. They've just come to also experience what we are going to experience. If we have more than 25 people coming from abroad just to accompany the men of God, you can imagine. I also pray to God, Papa, that as I will also be going out, I will carry all these people with me. All I can say for now, is what we are about to see, we have never seen it before. We have never seen it anywhere. If you were crying, wipe away your tears. And get ready for tears of joy. Tears of joy. Tears of joy. I am what I am today because of my father. And I'm very happy. I'm very comfortable to encourage and also encourage you to get some of the materials that he has brought. I wish I could even sit at the desk there and make sure I'm the one who is in charge of the sales. There are DVDs, very, very powerful titles. I want you to
make it a point that even today before you leave this place, get a series and sit down with your family, listen to the word of God over and over again, and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Do we have leaders here? Do we have leaders who were at the seminar? How was it? How was, tell these people, how was it? So, church, I want you to celebrate because this is now your chance. Get whatever you can get from the man of God. I know my father what he does sometimes when he's sharing with you deep things, and he thinks that you are tired. This is what he does. He tells me, son, you want to rest, go and rest.
And David was greatly distressed, for the people speak of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the high priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you, bring me hither the ephod. And then Abiathar doesn't contest. And Abiathar gives David the ephod. Verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? First question. Can I overtake them? Second question. God said, you asked me two questions, but I will give you three answers. Whatever problem you came with, God will give you answers even to the questions you didn't ask.
Okay, you are not ready for me. Let us share the grace and close.
God said, you asked me two questions, I'm gonna give you three answers. Some of you have been asking two questions, but I come to guarantee in the volumes of the grace of God upon my life that God Elohim, the God of the armies of Israel, will give you three answers. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? God said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake, and without fail. 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 Recover all. Father, rain upon your word. Let your word transcend from being a letter into becoming the spirit, the rhema work, and the rhema word of Elohim. That by the sound of your voice, and by the hearing thereof of it, this assembly will not be the same again. And wherever their babies have been deposited, we are taking it back without confinement. We are taking it back without reservation. We are taking it back without limitations. We are taking it back without obstructions. In the name of Jesus. Now, to your servant, place me aside and place your spirit before your people. Take off this element of earth and clay and put into the mouth of your servant the tongue of the learned, that the speaking of my word shall not be echoes, but they shall be voices from the wilderness, declaring, prepare the ways of the Lord and make his ways perfect. Let it so be established in this house. In the name of Jesus, who died and rose triumphantly on the third day, and is seated at the right hand side of his majesty, Jesus, who is our soon coming king. In his name I pray. And everybody said, amen. You want to put your hands together and be seated? I'm not pushing too much this morning. I just came to say good morning. The real action is for tonight, tomorrow morning, Saturday night, and Sunday main service, or Sunday morning and evening. Okay? Okay. One day, there was a young guy by the name of David, whose mother was either an harlot or was raped. As to how Jesse did it, nobody knows. But it is well believed by theologians that David's mother was not in the marital home. But as to what circumstances it did happen, nobody knows. But as to whatever circumstances by which David was born, the man was born. Which meant that what Jesse did was wrong, and what David's mother did may have been wrong, but David was not a mistake. You didn't hear me right. And there are some of you were born by all under all kinds of circumstances, ugly circumstances, good circumstances, bad circumstances. What mommy did was wrong, what daddy did was wrong, but I came to prophesy over your life that you are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. Hear this from me. My mother was the second wife to my father. Polygamy is not right. My mother Yata did a mistake. My father Augustine Kusibuati Kwam Kuti did a mistake. But there was a seed that was birthed by my father and by my mother, and they may have made a mistake, but the seed in the womb of my mom was not a mistake. Daddy made a mistake, mommy made a mistake, but Victor Kusibuating was not a mistake. I don't care the circumstances by which you were born, I prophesy over your destiny that you are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. You know why you are not a mistake? Before conception, almost 2 million sperm counts, 200 million sperm counts have to be released from the man into the woman. And as the sperms are released, only one has to meet the egg of mommy before there is a conception. I tell you why you are not a mistake. Because you conquered 200 million sperm counts before you entered into mommy's belly. You were in the battle. You were fighting 200 million sperm counts. You conquered them all. And you said, here I come. I don't care how I am coming, but I am coming anyway. I don't care how. Somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Your neighbor, you are not a mistake. And now, can I put on my effort
and prophesy over you, FIC. You are not a mistake. Then the best place he could be put was while seven strong men were in the house going to school, learning trade. David, the unfortunate one, was deposited right on the wilderness to take care of sheep. And by reason, one reason or the other, God rejects the then king of Israel. Why? Because he was a king by chance. Don't forget that Saul was an illegitimate king. Why, when Jacob was checking out in Genesis chapter 49, and he prophesies over his children and begins to prophesy over Judah, he said, "The scepter shall not depart out of your house," which the scepter is the ability to rule as a king. So what David what Jacob was prophesying over Judah was that if a king could emancipate out of Israel, it should be by you. But Saul was not of the offspring of Judah. Saul was a Benjamite, which means that Saul